The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I thought the bad news you were going to give me was the XFL, not basically.
No, I knew you'd be bummed about that, and I'm not totally surprised. And honestly, when they shut down the season midway through, I said on the show, I was like, it wouldn't surprise me if this is the end of that thing. And I said, it sucks because the league was having more success than I projected it would have. There was more interest from fans than I projected there would be. And yeah, it wasn't a stupid play by the XFL. It was just it was unfortunate timing is really what it boils down to.
Beer Man Greg asks, Hopkins deal hasn't technically gone through, right? What if Johnson's physical comes back bad? Listen, you're not getting Hopkins back. What would probably happen is maybe you get a first-round pick, and maybe that doesn't look as bad. But, you know, you'd have to get some other compensation. But there's absolutely no way that you're getting him back. I know that that's kind of the Texan fans' big hope.
Ship has sailed, my friends.
Yeah. She's gone. She's married somebody else.
Yep. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Just send a message. Get Aaron involved. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com or will be shortly. That was some of what you missed. But there's a lot of other good stuff. Somebody asking, who is the most different from on-air to normal life? I don't know. I think we both try to be the same person. I mean, I think AJ does a lot more good things than he wants people to know. But
how dare you?
Well, I know. I think you like to come off as you know. I think you're probably a nicer dude than you want to come off as. That'd be the only thing I would say. But I don't think either one of us is any different when we're off air, other than we just probably drink more off air than on. That's, you know. So can I share what
really
was
everybody
supposed
our
to
station?
Be
we got a bunch of pretty genuine dudes at our station. Like, kind of what you see is what you get with most of the guys there.
Yeah, I mean everybody, and that's kind of the whole mentality we've tried to have throughout the companies. Just, you know, be yourself, and you know, we got some great people, and it'd be, you know, I miss being around them, but you know, the thing is, hopefully everybody's going to be there when we're all back, and you know, it'll be all good. So I had a story that was supposed to be the gem of the day, and I kind of made a tactical error because I pulled it off a site that has a bunch of stories, and I thought it was the woman licking story that I wanted to use. This one's a little better. So it's not a gem of the day. It's just a better Rona idiot.
Right.
Sioux City, Iowa. Worried that her methamphetamine was contaminated, an Iowa woman drove to police headquarters and asked cops to check her stash for the coronavirus.
Yeah, I feel like that's always what meth heads do. And there's a lot of police officers who will trick people and be like, hey, you worried about this?
Guys.
Bring in your meth. We'll check it out for you. Make sure it's clean. And people do it.
Well, see, I always thought they were joking. Like, there's one in Arkansas that did that and one in Florida, and I just thought they were being funny. Oh, we'll check your meth for free. Well, apparently this one thought that that was indeed the case. 53-year-old Sean Solomon. What is it with 53-year-old women today? She reportedly admitted to officers she recently used meth, which appeared obvious since the paranoid Solomon was sweating profusely and acting erratically. So then she was requesting officers to check her narcotics for the COVID-19 virus. So, of course, during a subsequent pat-down and a search of her truck, cops recovered 14.4 grams of meth, marijuana, and a large amount of drug paraphernalia. Shocker. She was arrested on a pair of felony narcotics charges and a misdemeanor pot possession count, released Tuesday from the Woodbury County Jail after posting a $25,000 bond.
Don't do meth!
Here's the best part. According to her Facebook page, she works as a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner for two medical centers.
Yeah, makes sense.
She employed her Facebook followers to wake the bleep up and take social distancing seriously.
Yeah.
I go to work and bring happiness to my residents and come home. I don't go to stores. I spend my nights at home. For everyone I see driving around that is not taking the shelter in place seriously, pisses me off. So,
well, but she did sort of not take it seriously because she did go to get meth, right?
Apparently, yeah. So, all right. Somebody says, have you guys done an Ozark review? Yeah, we talked about it when AJ finished it, and I think we love the ending. I think we'd all agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think that was pretty cool. But one of the guys signed up for the tournament says he hasn't been approved yet. Jerry will approve you. Just hang in there. If you paid your money, it does take some time for us to cross-check the money to your name sign-in. So that does take a little time. So just be patient. You'll, we'll get you taken care of. It's one of the reasons why we've really been asking people to sign up early and not wait until noon tomorrow so that we can make sure that everybody who pays gets in. And then somebody was asking how many players we're expecting. I don't know. We had 30 as of this morning, but we've got a whole bunch of people that have signed up since. So I'll be disappointed if it's less than 60, and I think it may be more. I just don't know yet. Well, I'm not actually sitting there collecting all the stuff while I'm doing the show. That's Courtney right. and Jerry Bow. So George wants to know what are we drinking once the weekend starts? I don't know. I'm probably going to crack open another bottle of that Whitmire's Bourbon Rye this weekend. So
it's not a bad choice. I went and picked up some beer, so I'll probably be on beer. But
yeah, that's
bad news.
Uh-oh.
I've got to do Good Friday church service. My in-laws decided that they want to FaceTime and do the online service all together. So we'll be doing that directly at 7 o'clock right after the show, so I won't be cracking a beer immediately after the show.
See, I think that would be a cool way to do church, is drinking while you're doing it virtually. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but that's also that's not going to fly with the lady. So
that's frowned upon in your
establishment. That would be frowned upon, yeah.
Home Dude says, it's a good Friday here since I'm stuck at home. I'm sitting in my backyard eating crawfish and drinking beer. I listen to you guys on the radio. Got my wife listening to you for the first time. Good luck with that. So I just gave you a 53-year-old meth woman. That's probably the best I can do.
Highlight of the show for her.
She's probably listening to that going, what the hell?
What is this ridiculous nonsense?
And, yeah, I do have to wonder how she gets to 53 doing meth. But, you know, maybe she doesn't do it that much. Maybe she...
You think she's a part-time meth user?
I think maybe she just got started, which is why she got paranoid and went to the cops. But, you know, who knows? Psychiatric nurse. It's got to be hard, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
so, according to Jerry, the current count's 55.
Damn, okay. Well, and that didn't even include me.
So, yeah, so I would probably think 75, 80, easy at this stage. Maybe more.
Cool.
So, yeah, but then you get a chance to play with Norman Chad, the voice of the WSOP.
And Fred Fowler.
Well, no, AJ Hoffman. I mean, nobody really cares about playing with me. 281 asks, do you have to dress up for virtual church?
No. No, no dressing up. It's gym shorts attire. Welcome.
Yeah, I have not worn jeans since the last time I went into the office.
Yeah, I went into the office yesterday, so I did wear jeans.
Oh yeah.
But that was it. Yeah, other than that, I'm a gym shorts guy.
How was it in there? Was it as dead as it?
Yes.
As I feared it would be. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was pretty dead. Which is a good thing. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Esme was very excited to see me because I don't think she's seen any new humans in quite some time. So she was like, "Oh my God, someone besides the same four people I see every day."
Yeah, I'm guessing she probably is only seeing the FedEx guy that always comes by.
Well, she sees David, she sees Todd, yeah. She sees Laura, and she sees producers. I think that's the only people still working.
Poor Esme.
Yeah,
she's great.
I mean, imagine being the front desk lady at a radio station when this is going on. I doubt she's real busy.
Well, she does a lot of other stuff, though, and
yeah,
you know, she keeps the machine running. So, Dallas Longhorn said, "Did you see the Florida governor wants kids to go back to school since they don't seem to be affected by the virus?" Great. Yeah, send them back to school and then go home and kill their parents. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Good Friday. Hope you guys are having a good one. And I hope everybody has an enjoyable Easter and a happy Passover to those of you who celebrate that. And yeah, this whole holiday thing kind of snuck up on me, not going to lie, because it just everything feels the same day after day. And it was earlier this week that I figured out what week it was. Hey, I guess that means Granato can go back to Coors Light.
That's true. Good for him.
He'll
be excited about that.
How messy our morning show is going to be now.
Aaron, are you guys doing your virtual bar thing again tonight with Braddock and Creighton?
Yes, we are. I think Creighton is actually on his way to Big City Wings to pick up dinner for us all.
What's the virtual bar? You'll have to explain that
to
me.
So, not even a virtual. It's just the Late Hits Bar, since every sports bar in town is closed. If you want to talk sports, because you would usually find yourself at a bar on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you can call in tonight, anything that's on your mind. But before you even get to your point, you got to open your beer first. And we want to hear it opened on the air.
Okay.
And I'll be opening mine shortly after the show starts.
So Creighton, what is your...
Creighton, not much of a drinker, right?
No. Jason doesn't drink at all. Creighton
really?
Drinks very little.
Then what did they come up with this concept for?
It was my idea.
Oh, okay.
I figured if I was going to be here till 10 o'clock at night, well, later than that, because I have audio and stuff I have to work with afterwards, might as well start drinking at 7.
Yeah, good call.
I have never worked at a place where fewer people drank than
it's
our
so weird.
I mean, granted, I think we do more than our share, as does Granato.
Right.
But, you know, so we bring the average up. But we got a lot of zero averages in this class.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, we've got Raheel doesn't drink.
Nope.
Dell doesn't drink.
Nope.
Joel doesn't drink. Does Charlie drink?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never actually been out anywhere with Charlie. I bet. Oh, yeah, he does, because when we had him on, he talked about how he likes cider, so I actually gave him some cider.
Oh, okay.
As a thank you for doing the show with us that time. So, yeah, he does drink cider. You know, Granato does. Obviously, Zerline does. I think
Barry does.
Barry does. Tyler and Aaron certainly do. Nick certainly does.
Pretty sure Jose does.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Jose.
Pathetic.
I've never been out with him, so I
Juggalo Trey doesn't drink.
No.
He's drank before, but he doesn't drink much.
Yeah.
It's just a damn shame.
Well, I mean, I think he's funny enough as is. I don't think we need to get him drunk. He's a pretty entertaining guy without alcohol. The rest of us, well, most of us have to be drunk to be entertaining. So, see, your girl Gwyneth Paltrow's at it again.
I did not.
Here's what she basically explained why it is people dislike her.
Okay.
So, here you go. The people who are triggered by me, I don't like her because she is pretty and she has money. It's because they haven't given themselves permission to be exactly who they are. It's about allowing its fans to ask whatever question they want, to live their lives exactly the way they want to live them, to be empowered and to have difficult conversations and be direct. And that, more than cashew dip or infrared saunas, is why criticism doesn't bother her. It doesn't mean anything to me because it's not about me. It's about what I represent, and that's about you. So if you don't like me, it's a you problem. That's basically it.
Well, I'll just say Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't necessarily bother me. She is kind of weird. I mind you, I do think she's hot, even though she's skinny. I think she's a beautiful lady. But if you, I don't know how much of this you remember, but she's got this website called Goop.
Yeah, and that's where this was coming from.
She believes in all these detoxes. She thinks everything's a toxin, including water is a toxin. Salad dressing, she says, contains the same toxic ingredient as floor cleanser, vinegar. Table salt, she says, is toxic. So basically there's a bunch of toxic stuff in the world, so you've got to always be taking this some crap that she sells to get the toxins out of you. She believes in, like, shoving magic rocks in your vagina. She's just got a bunch of weird – she thinks it's normal to spend $30,000 to $40,000 a year on your physique, on training to make sure your body looks right. She believes you should treat conditions that you don't have just in case you get them. So she's kind of a weirdo. I don't have a problem. Yeah. I don't really – I'll be honest. I don't spend much time thinking about Gwyneth Paltrow. How about that?
Yeah, me either. But just find it odd that, you know, her whole thing is if you don't like me, it's because you don't like yourself.
Yeah.
That's someone 3 asks, if Cooks and Johnson play at their best with no injuries, do you think the offense would be more productive than with D-Hop if he plays at his best? I would assume yes, so we can look forward to that, except I don't expect David Johnson to be anywhere near what he was because he hasn't been for 4 years. Toya 1 asks, how many on-air personalities like getting medicated on cannabis? It says stay Rona free from Zach. I made no bones about it. I've been a longtime proponent of marijuana, and I haven't really done much recently, but yeah, I'm a fan. I know Barry smokes it, and AJ, I don't know who else
does. Barry, I think Barry's he's been trying to dabble.
Okay,
I don't think Barry used to smoke. I think maybe his new
I've heard
his
him talk about it.
Second
on air.
Life, I mean, as a comedian has turned him into a pothead.
Well, that's all those comedians do. Because I'd go out to the secret group when there was still comedy going on. And in between sets, everybody's out there smoking weed. So I'm sure he does. I'm just guessing. Somebody asked, can you play PokerStars.net on a MacBook Air? I'm having trouble signing up. I want to make sure I'm using it. Yeah, you can. I'm on a MacBook Pro.
I'm on
Pro
a MacBook Air.
Okay, and it works fine. So it did take me a while to download it because you got to go through like 2 steps. But, yeah, it does work. Somebody says, I just think about Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then somebody said, what happened to Fred doing a show high? We'll get there. I don't think we've run out of stuff yet.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. So when
plenty
we get
of time
to that,
left in this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not going anywhere. So, yeah, I'll pick a day and do it. So right now I'm actually trying to be, dare I say, productive. Spent a lot of time on some sports map stuff this week. I spent a lot of time helping to put this poker thing together. Done a lot of writing. So, you know, frankly, I haven't gotten to a day yet where I haven't done anything. That'll probably be when it happens because I'll just be bored.
You'll get there.
And I'll say, you know, yeah, it's going to happen at some point. But trying to fight that off for as long as possible. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yardbarker did this thing, and we'll probably get to it next segment, about having to replace a legendary quarterback like the Patriots are going to have to do with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some mixed results in doing that. There's been some success, and there have been some not-so-successful ones. So maybe we'll do that when we come back.
All right.
Like something you're interested in?
I'm always interested in talking about football.
All right. Well, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hope you guys are having a good Friday. So I teased this last segment, how other NFL teams replace their legendary quarterbacks. So I'm going to go through these, and you tell me a win or a loss. That's simple.
Okay.
So we'll start with Joe Blank's Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that has it has to be a win.
Yeah, that's an easy win. Here's another one that I think is a win. Joe Montana to Steve Young for the 49ers.
It has to be a win.
How about, this is a little bit before my time, I vaguely remember this guy, for the Colts, Johnny Unitas to Burt Jones.
I'm that's not going to be a help on that.
Here's another 49ers for you. Steve Young to Garcia. Jeff Garcia.
I mean, it could have been worse. Jeff Garcia wasn't bad. It's hard to say it was great, though, right?
Yeah.
From like a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest I think one of the best quarterbacks ever, like a really underrated, all-time, historically great quarterback to Jeff Garcia.
Yeah. Joe Montana to Steve Bono.
Oh. I'm going to go not that great.
Yeah, although he started 16 games that season, made the only Pro Bowl of his 15-year career, the defense-powered Chiefs earned home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, and then Bono threw three interceptions and an upset loss to the Colts.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then Rich Gannon eventually took the job away from him. So, Rich Gannon became really good, but not until he got to Oakland.
Right.
Here's an easy one for you. Dan Marino to Jay Fiedler.
I'm going to go not great.
No. He threw seven interceptions in his three postseason starts. And,
well,
yeah. Terry Bradshaw to David Woodley / Mark Malone.
Yeah, that's before my time, too.
Yeah. This one you probably remember. Troy Aikman to Quincy Carter.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people tried to convince me for the longest time that Quincy Carter was good, and I was like, what are you guys seeing here?
Yeah. Broncos, Peyton Manning to Trevor Siemian.
No.
Yeah, that's a fail. And the other one's way before my time, so I'm not even going to go there. But it can be done. I mean, some of these guys had limited success. So 713 said, just picked up an 18-pack of Crawford Bock. Ready to start the weekend, even though I'm drinking every night like it's a weekend. So, oh, man. But, you know, and I guess technically wouldn't Manning luck count?
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Yeah.
832, fingers crossed, Fred gets.
Although, didn't they go from, like, who quarterbacked the year that, when Manning was hurt?
Wasn't that, like, Dan Orlovsky? Because they beat the Texans with somebody.
It might have been, because I feel like it was, because they did have that transition year. So, I think it was Orlovsky, and it might have been Kerry Collins did some games.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
It was, okay, here we go. 3 games of Kerry Collins, 5 games of Dan Orlovsky, 8 games of Curtis Painter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
I remember that because I'm pretty sure Painter was at NRG Stadium.
So I guess they didn't go directly from Manning to Luck.
No. But technically Manning was still on the team.
Yes.
So,
and then they went from Luck to Brisket.
Yeah, and now Phillip Rivers. So,
and a game of Brian Hoyer. Respect that.
Well, that's true. I didn't mean to disrespect Brian Hoyer, who might wind up being your Brady replacement. Who knows? He might beat out Jared Stidham. So
could.
832, are you serious about how you and Hoffman probably going to win the poker tournament? I don't remember saying that. I feel like I like our chances, and you know, but there's going to be some really good players, and I hope some really good play. So,
I mean, I'm going to try to win.
Yeah, I'm going to play as seriously as I can, and you know, the format is. Gives us a lot of play, which is good for me because I can exercise some patience and not have to be as aggressive as you have to be in some of these shorter stack tournaments. So, but you know, I don't know. I think, I know a couple of guys who are playing who are really good, who, you know, play a lot of big tournaments. And, so I'm relatively confident, but you know, I'm not arrogant about it. I'd like to cash. I mean, I'd feel pretty good about that. But if everything goes my way, sure, I can win. I feel like that about every tournament. If you don't go into it with that mindset, then you got no shot of winning it. But I am going to donate half of whatever I win, if I win money, which, you know, I could finish 40th. I could win the thing. I don't know.
Yep.
We'll see. It's going to be fun. And, 713-780-ESPN. If I don't win it, I hope, you know, I'd love to see AJ win it. You know, but that's, that's how Team Blitz works. So somebody mentioned Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, Mark Rippon. That was
pretty good run.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all 3 of those won Super Bowls, right?
I'm not mistaken.
I know Williams did.
I don't know. I know Mark Rippon did.
Yeah. Okay, then they all did. Because Theismann did.
Yeah, that was before my time.
Yeah, I mean, I barely remember that. 832 said, you said this week that you and AJ were going to win the whole thing. Yeah, I talk a lot of crap, guys. Come on. Am I serious? No. I mean, is it impossible? Absolutely not. But I ain't that arrogant, man. Come on.
How great it must be to have a football team where you go from one great quarterback right into another great quarterback right into another one.
Well, I think a lot of that was, you know, Joe Gibbs was just such a great coach whose system held up very well. And, you know, that run first system that a lot of those guys could succeed in. There was, who else? I think Jay Schrader was part of that mix too at some point, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Yeah. I'd have to go back and look.
I'm looking at the Bills quarterback history. And when they got Jim Kelly in 1986, and they had Jim Kelly until 1996. 1997, they had Todd Collins. 1998, 99, and 2000 were all three of them split between Doug Flutie and Rob Johnson. 2001, Alex Van Pelt and Rob Johnson split. And then they had 3 years of Drew Bledsoe, and I was pretty happy with that. And then the Dark Ages, J.P. Lossman, Kelly Holcomb, Trent Edwards, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Trent Edwards, and Brian Brohm, E.J. Manuel, Thad Lewis, Jeff Toole, Kyle Orton, Tyrod Taylor, E.J. Manuel, Matt Cassel, and then you get to Josh Allen, but geez, there's some. It's nice to have good, long, sustained runs of solid quarterbacking play, but not every team has that luxury.
Yeah, that's it's easy.
Like going from Favre to Rodgers is just gross. Montana to Young is just gross. It's not fair.
Well, and Manning to Luck, it just come on, you know,
give me a break.
God, that's almost as bad as the Texans after Schaub with the whole Keenum, Hoyer, Mallett. There was a bunch of other guys in there because T.J. Yates, but it wasn't as sustained as long as Buffalo was.
Right.
There's a reason they'd make the playoffs forever. Fun fact, I graduated with Jarrett Stidham's wife out in Kingwood, says 281.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. 713 has a really good take here that's something I've been thinking about a lot. He says, I was talking to my wife earlier. I don't know about y'all, but this COVID crisis has really humbled me, made me realize how much I appreciate the small things in life because those are the only things we get to look forward to these days. Going to be a big takeaway once this is all over to be more appreciative. I could not agree more. I mean, I think that, you know, there's a, I mean, I always, you know, try to live life like it's my last day because you never know. But I really do. There's little things that I appreciate that I miss and, you know, just time with your family and time with your friends and reaching out to people. I mean, it's there's a lot of little things that I hope that's a takeaway, is that we appreciate the fact that, you know, we all don't have a lot of time on this planet. We damn sure need to enjoy it as much as possible.
Yep.
So Skins beat Miami in Super Bowl 17. They got beat by the Raiders. And the other, he says Rich Gannon was the Raiders. I don't think Rich Gannon was a quarterback then. Rich Gannon played Tampa and lost. He was way later than that. I think that was Jim Plunkett. I could be wrong about that, but I'd have to go back and look.
The one that I'm sure of is Mark Rippon in Super Bowl 26.
Okay,
because that was 37-24 over Buffalo.
Yeah, and I mean Rich Gannon came way after that.
Yeah.
So
that would have been 91. Rich Gannon's long after that. Rich Gannon, the only Super Bowl Rich Gannon played in was the Raiders Bucks Super Bowl.
Right. The Gruden Bowl.
Yep.
So I've gone back and looked here. So the Redskins wins were one with Joe Theismann over the Dolphins with David Woodley. And in 83, it was Jim Plunkett who led the Raiders over the Redskins. So, and then that's when the 49ers kind of woke up and Montana won the first of his. But, Jim Plunkett, 1980, was the Super Bowl MVP.
The year I was born.
He had to be pretty damn old by then because he'd been playing for quite a while. You know, I don't know how old he was, but anyway, all right. Well, we should go to break. We've got one last segment to go in the week, which hopefully we'll finish really strong. So don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. A stupid poem could fix this home. I'd read it every day. So here's your home day. Hope you
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go in the week. And listening to that promo there, Joel doesn't know who Eeyore is. He said, you're like the donkey from Winnie the Pooh.
That is Eeyore.
Oh, dear. Yeah. You got kids. You should know who Eeyore is. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my kids probably don't know a whole lot about Winnie the Pooh either, though.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's pretty old school, Fred.
Yeah, I don't think my kids really did either, now that I remember it. That was more from my era. But, yeah. Oh, well. Hey, let's... wrap it up the way we do every week. Let's do some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
And if I grow
that... You don't try to do the comb over, Hoffman, I'm down.
No, I would do the Hulk Hogan where I'm bald on top and just... It'd be down to my shoulders everywhere else.
I f***ing love it. Ooh, ooh,
yep.
Whoa. Sorry. No, this is the problem when we're not in studio. God darn it. Sorry,
you guys. Got us there, Aaron?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, my man.
Minor heart attack on my
thanks,
end.
Aaron. Thanks for having my back.
What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
Percent 80? I would say percent 1,000, but I, for whatever reason, I thought today was Thursday. So you said when you said Wednesday, I was like, oh, damn. So
I've been thinking it's Thursday all day.
Goes back to my confusion about what day it is. It's never ending.
Holly says it's across the street from her house.
Oh, good luck, Holly.
Yep.
We'll the good thing is, if there's an infectious disease, Holly's already had it, so she's immune.
I mean, I didn't have a ton of chips, but I had enough to where that's not an easy call.
Oh, excuse me.
So, all right. 550. Good job. Santos sent us a picture. He says, I have this good boy waiting for anyone who tries to get in my house. He looks scary, though, and that'll get him running. Yeah, if I saw that dog, I mean, I'm sure he's an awesome dog, but he looks like one of the devil's dogs. You know, like from the movies, whenever there's a...
He looks like one of the devil's dogs. Okay, well, that's a good way to describe an animal.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like something that Satan would have on a leash.
AJ, did you see MMA fighter Anthony Smith had a break-in at his house and had to fight the guy off? Said the guy gave him a good fight and was taking his punches. Crazy somebody can break in and give a trained killer a run for his money.
I think that's called methamphetamine. And turns out, Nick Fairley, not as good as J.J. Watt.
He wasn't?
They were close. It was fairly close.
Okay, 225, taking more sacks than Jenna Jameson. I don't know what that means, sir.
Oh, I know what that means.
He's having trouble pulling things up now for some reason.
That's what she said.
Yeah, well, not for a long time she hasn't. I don't know what the hell novel coronavirus means. Newspapers seem to be using that.
Novel means new, because it's a new strain of this SARS virus thing.
Well, just whatever.
What's wrong with the old word coronavirus? Why do we need a new one?
Because new is always better.
So this is a better... Does that mean more deadly? Or would better be less deadly?
Are you on team people or team virus?
I'm personally team people.
Can I take it on a case-by-case basis?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, fun week, man. Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't just call it new coronavirus rather than novel. It just that makes no sense to me, but... Some newspaper editor somewhere was sitting around going, I think we should call this the novel coronavirus.
God, newspaper editors are idiots.
I'll tell you what, though. All kidding aside, the Chronicle's doing a really good thing by keeping all of that stuff off the paywall. And this is where they could make some money. And, I mean, that's an industry that's already been hard hit, and I think it's going to get hit a lot harder. So that's another one. If you can support them once all this is over, you know, they do a good thing in the community, and I appreciate what they're doing. I mean, I don't really know any of the people left there, so, you know, other than a few that aren't in the decision-making process. So it's a good thing they're doing, because that's another industry that was already in deep trouble, and this isn't going to help. And, you know, because they lose advertisers too, and, you know, that's who you're getting your information from, and you need to. So, all right, well, other than poker tomorrow and maybe some Oaklawn Park, I don't have much in the way of plans. What about you guys this weekend?
My legs are recovered enough that I'm going to go run again, which is probably a mistake, but it's a mistake that I'm going to make. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to playing some poker tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting a run in the morning and won't be drinking until at least late in the poker tournament. If I hit the cash, I'll start drinking.
And I'm gonna do a ham for Easter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, get the old smoker cranked up.
Are you doing virtual services on Easter too?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, my church is not. They're telling people not to come in.
Yeah, well, and that's smart. You know,
right.
You seem to be going to a church that kind of gets it.
like gets it. They, you know, your church will be stronger if people don't die from it. That's seems logical, but a lot of people are struggling with that.
What about Aaron? What do you got going, man?
I think I'm going to register for this poker tournament here tonight before I head home, and so I'll be doing that. I'll be doing a lot of drinking and trying to figure out what is wrong with the pressure washer that I bought that was refurbished, probably rebuilding the engine to figure out if it'll work or not.
All right.
And then handy picking son of up, a gun. We bought our favorite restaurant, did to-go full Brennan's, or Brennan's did a full Easter meal. So we bought one us and paid for my grandparents to go pick up theirs on Sunday. So, yeah.
Nice of you. Very good.
Yeah, well, make sure you shame Braddock and Creighton into playing in the tournament when you have them on next, Aaron.
Oh, I will.
All right, well.
Braddock's pretty good, but Patrick, that's free money.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't properly get to shame him from that one a couple weeks ago. The tournament that we were all playing in while he and I were still sitting here.
Uh-huh.
Like, last in, first out.
Oh, no.
Two hands in, by the way.
Hey, sometimes it happens. Fred, you've seen me lose it. I've lost on the second hand of a tournament in Vegas with Pocket Kings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen
his
that.
His wasn't even that good, though.
Oh, well.
We've all gone out fast in tournaments. It happens. So, but... You know, maybe it'll happen again. At least he's donating some money to a good cause. So
that's right.
All right. That is going to wrap it up, mercifully, because there's a Dalmatian laying on me here. great job, AJ. Great job, Aaron. And did okay today. We had a good week, boys. Let's have a fun weekend, play some poker. See you guys on Monday. Till then, stay corona-free, bitches.
Home and work from home sports station. ESPN 97.5.
Please stay home. Please stay home. It's okay to be alone.
Just do it!